Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Tesla's Model S now does an even loonier 60 miles per hour in 2.5 seconds. By Alex Davies. Ludicrous mode just got loonier. Tesla Motors announced today its new Model S P100D model will hit 60 miles per hour in 2.5 seconds thanks to a bigger 100 kilowatt battery. That's an upgrade over the P90D's 2.8 seconds and just one-tenth of a second slower than what the million-dollar Ferrari LaFerrari can do. Except that this is a four-door sedan. The P100D version of the Model X SUV will hit 60 miles per hour in 2.9 seconds. That's the best stomach swirl for the money the auto industry has ever offered, and a terrific example of how much better electric cars are than internal combustion engines at delivering torque. The bigger battery will also offer 315 miles of range, up from just under 300 in the sedan, Tesla says, but not if you spend all your time enjoying that acceleration. Of course, with great power comes great pricing. Well, great for Tesla, which is charging a base price of $134,500 for its fastest car ever. The P90D with ludicrous mode starts at $119,500. The Model X with the bigger pack starts at $135,500. If you've ordered a now measly-feeling P90D but haven't gotten it yet, you can upgrade for $10,000. If you're already driving one and now feel utterly lame, you can have the extra power installed, but it'll cost you $20,000. In June, Tesla introduced the cheaper Model S 60, powered by a 75-kilowatt pack running software that limits its capacity by 20%. Customers who later decide they want more power can hand over $9,000, for which Tesla hits a button to update the car's software and unlock the battery's extra capability. It's easy to imagine Tesla will do something similar with this bigger pack for buyers who aren't quite ready to spend the extra cash. Spend P90D money today, and once the 2.8-second sprint to 60 miles per hour loses its edge, break out the credit card. Is 0 to 60 miles per hour time improvement of 0.3 seconds worth the extra cash? Tesla hopes so, because it says every dollar it can make off its luxury models will help fund its efforts to build the long-awaited affordable Model 3, which should enter production late next year.